may be pleased to help me. I was again direct you prayerfully, I trust, to the verses, the last two verses of chapter 26 we read, verse 20 and 21. Come, my people, enter thou into thy chambers, and shut thy doors about thee. Hide thyself, as it were, for a little moment, until the indignation be overpast. For behold, the Lord cometh out of his place to punish the inhabitants of the earth for their iniquity. The earth also shall disclose her blood, and shall no more cover her slain. The judgments of the Lord, friends, for those that do not hear his voice to come. And how can we come without any conviction that we are sinners, that we're born in sin, shaped in iniquity? We look around the world. We don't have to look far beyond ourselves, as we've been seeing. But we look into the world and see the sad state of mankind. Those that have authority over us. They want to annul the institution of marriage between man and woman. Defy the word of God in it. Would soon love to burn all the Bibles if they could. That has been done over the years, but still we're favoured to have the word of God and the freedom of worship hitherto in our lives. But how vital it is. He speaks here, we read of those judgments in the earth, and we read that when his judgments in the earth, his people will learn righteousness. We must remember there's a people that will never be his people. They will be cast into outer darkness, and they will know what it is to realize that only the Lord can cause them to be born again with a new heart, to make you and me tender in the fear of God. And so we'd have to look, don't we, at this invitation. Come, my people. What a lot that is, but what do we examine ourselves to say and know that we are his people? We may say that we love the truth. What makes you love the truth? Because, because if you love the truth, it'll affect your walk and mine and our conduct. And we have to realise, though our bosom was designed to be, certainly it says here in the hymn, a house of prayer, O Lord, for thee, a temple undefiled, but vile, outrageous thieves broke in. And we think, dear friends, of those that have broken in. We see, dear friends, in the day and age that we live in, the folly, dear friends, of these people that worship these idolistic names, that the imagination of man, and is contrary, dear friends, to the sobriety and the honesty of what our really of our hearts are looking for. Are we satisfied with folly? Are we satisfied with make-believe things? Or do we want to know the truth? Our school says to live is the truth. I wonder how much, dear friends, is known in the students' minds at all to accept it. But it's a solemn thing, isn't it, to know the truth. And it's not something that you and I have desired to be found just following on with the crowd. But we want to know something of the realities in our own heart. We have been in the way many years, and most of you have been brought back from the brink of disaster, really, if you've known your own pathway, and been brought to enter into his chambers, into his house, into his house of refuge, where he has attracted you and me to the word of God. But you want to be able to speak of what the Lord has done for your soul. It's all very well us drifting along and having this mind set to go to chapel, to go to the Bible. But how much is recorded in our souls of what the Lord has revealed to us in his word? We need a testimony to live and die on. We need to know the truth. We need the Lord to drive out the buyers and the sellers that draw our feeble, foolish minds away from this knowing the truth and looking to be stayed upon God and trusting in the Lord to yet visit our souls with the saving knowledge of his dear Son. So the invitation is good. Invited to come unto me, all ye that labour and are heavy laden. Now this labour and this heavy laden business of your heart is mine, because deep down in your soul you want to know something. And if you and I want to know something, we should press to find out more about it, I believe. To be diligent, sought after. Give diligence to make your calling and your election sure. For if you do these things, ye shall never fall, we're told. And so enter thou into thy chambers. We shall want to be in God's house as often as we can to hear what God the Lord shall speak. It's his house. Them that honour me I will honour. They that despise me shall be lightly esteemed. And so you come. There's not an attraction of the flesh to meet up with everyone, although we are to be courteous and kind and seek each other's welfare and lay their cases before the throne of grace and seek that there might be evidences yet of this and that one who was born here. In Zion, the psalmist says about this one was born here, was born there, and made conscious that though is a narrow way, is striving to get in at the straight gate. And do remember, you see, these doors will be opened. I set before thee an open door. Come into my chambers. Come into my courts. Come in and see thou would do my soul good in the pathway of tribulation, which seems to be my lot. One trouble leaves, another seizes. And you wonder sometimes, Lord, how can I go on? I seem to have so many burdens, and I seem to call upon thy name, and I wait for the answers, and they don't seem yet to come. But do remember the sovereignty of God. He has a time that he has set to favour his people. My people, he says, shall know the joyful sound. Is your ear and mind bored to the doorpost, bored to the scriptures, or your sight to the scriptures? Lord, when shall I be favoured to have this song as a song in the land of Judah? To be one of these chosen people that he has eternally loved. And shut thy doors about thee, hide thyself, as it were, for a little moment, And where do we hide ourselves? In the chambers, in the house of God? Yes, but further than that is to hide thyself, as it were, for a little moment, because you feel the indignation is upon you. Heavy trial, you're bowed down with twice 10,000 ties. And that's nothing, no exaggeration. That is sometimes how you are. What shall I do? Whither shall I flee to escape the wrath to me? It's God's wrath upon you when we're in trouble, when we're in darkness, when we're in bondage. It's God punishing you and me for our sins. Do we realize it? We will do. And we should cry the more, Lord, hide me under the shadow of thy wing till these calamities. Yes, calamities to you and me in family circles or in business or whatever. Calamities will fall. There's no perfect world to live in, dear friends, although everybody's trying to strive for it. But all have to realize what a sad world it is of sin and woe. But what a mercy, there's safety in Christ. The people of God shall love the joyful sound of the gospel. Bears them up. Have you not had it sometimes? The gospel bears your drooping spirit up. You've come in, you've been revived, you've gone on your way rejoicing. Very rare, not every time, but according to that set time, and he favours you with a token of his love. Oh, it changes your countenance. You've seen the countenance of God. He said, and I counsel thee to buy of me gold. It's hard earned, you know, to get a blessing from God, but what a mercy. There's a time that he's set before you, when he's going to enter with you into your chamber. He's waiting to receive you. He's waiting to instruct you and teach you in the way that he's going to have you and me to go, until this indignation be overpassed. You know, we may never forsake our sins unless we are made willing in the day of his power. You want liberty, the gospel, you want to feel favour, to know that here my best friends, my kindred dwell, and I want to say there my Saviour reigns. Seems in religion today that a lot of the so-called priests and what have you, it's their own counsel they're wanting to be made known to others. It's what their will is. They want these Arminians, dear friends. So you've only got to believe what substance in truth, but it's not known and felt in the right way that we are to receive the blessing. For he says, hide thyself, as it were, for a little while, for a little moment, until the indignation is overpassed. We might feel God is against us in the elements and the weather. You know, it's all under his control. And he knows, dear friends, your weaknesses, and he knows where to touch you, where you feel it, and make you to cry the more. And you want the Lord to be mindful of us, that you might truly favour us, to feel that life of the Spirit within us. And so he says here, awake and sing, ye that dwell in dust, for thy dew is as the dew of herbs, and the earth shall cast out the dead. But come, my people. Oh, this special attraction to your soul and mine, I hope tonight it is to you. And it's nothing, and it's something that we need ourselves to know the joyful sound that God has loved us with an everlasting love, and therefore with loving kindness has he drawn us. You're drawn to the house of God, you're drawn to our churches, chapels, or however you like to apply them, and you come with an application, a desiring. You apply, you seek the Lord while he may be found. And where shall we find him? In the alehouse, on the sports ground, or in the cinema. No, it's finding him, dear friends, and rest for yourself. You find him in the gospel. And what a mercy. If he's drawn you away from all these attractions of the flesh in this world and brought to feel, Lord, thou art the one thing needful. You see, we have our needs and we ask the Lord for them. But how much more do we want the Lord to come not out of his place to punish us? But yet we will be punished for our sins, and I'm not going to contradict myself in that. But he's going to punish you. You'll feel that loving sympathy to Christ when he shows you a little, and you're our fellowship with his sufferings. We need to be brought there to feel the effects of the sufferings of Christ in our own afflictions, and how light are our afflictions compared to his. And you'll be very mindful of your own afflictions when you see Jesus suffering in your room, place, instead. It's Jesus only is the way to God. Your afflictions are well deserved, and mine have been. And you may not like that statement, but it's truth. We need to be burdened with our sins, and we need to cast our burden of our sins upon the Lord. Those past offences that pain your eyes, you come with weeping and supplication to the mercy seat, because he comes out of his place. He rends the heavens and comes down. He sends his blessed Spirit to convince you of what's paining your eyes. And you will come with weeping and supplication, he says, to the throne of grace, to find rest for yourself. We need that diligence. We need that exercise of soul when we come to the throne of grace. Lord, hold back the devil. Drive out the buyers and the sellers in my heart. Oh, that I might be peaceful and alone, because you drift along. And though he speaks in this chapter of trusting in the Lord forever, you will trust him when he touches your heart. And you will wait patiently for him to resolve your difficulties. You sometimes think there'll never be answered your prayers. But he has a set time to favour Zion. And what a mercy if you're one of these people. Looking and waiting, boring your ear to the doorpost that you might hear something that profits your never dying soul and mine. For the Lord cometh out of his place to punish the inhabitants of the earth for their iniquity. Well, none of us sin this, and never will be, until this carnal body is laid into the grave. We shall know what it is if we have the sins pardoned ere we leave this life. And this is something that you and I will be earnestly contending for. The faith once delivered unto the saints that look to Jesus, kind and strong, mercy, joy, and power. Lord, do grant that I might yet feel the growth of grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ. Because the earth, he says also, shall disclose her blood and shall no more cover her slain. The shedding of blood, dear friends, is when we realize that we shall die, the blood. But what a mercy if we have the blood of the covenant, the blood of Christ that cleanseth from all sin. And this is what you want, the pardon of sin. This is the security you and I need in this dark world of sin and woe. We are laughed to scorn, we're despised, dear friends, by many. Laugh us to scorn. But what a mercy to know the Lord has drawn you to come. Come to his word. If you say, I will not let thee go, Lord, unless thou visit me. And he visited him there to embrace these precious truths that we need to hold fast to. It's all very well, you might people that speak about God, but they don't know him. They don't know him. They've not heard a voice of him. But they speak of God. But what a mercy to be able to speak of God and his visits to your soul. And they've been with authority. And you have to say, why was I made to hear his voice and enter while there's room, when thousands make a wretched choice and rather starve than come? You will mourn over your hunger and your thirst, not being satisfied with the bread of life sent down from heaven. But it's a time. It's a patiently waiting for the Lord as he's called you by his grace. He's prompted you to pray. And you feel sometimes your prayers don't even leave the roof in the room you're in. But there is a time. And he's a patient, waiting God, tarrying, dear friends, for a season. But a time he has set. And he won't be beyond that time or before it. It's the time to heal up your woes, a season most fit his love to disclose. And oh, when the Lord burns the truth of love into your soul, you will rejoice. You'll come with weeping and supplication, with praise and thanksgiving. What the Lord has done for my soul, because he bid you come and you've been obedient to his voice. My sheep hear my voice and I know them and they follow me. Are you following Christ afar off? Or are you looking to be made nigh by a revelation of the blood of Christ that cleanseth from all sin? You won't give him any rest until he appears to you and for you. I can say that. And sometimes you think he'll never come, but he will. I think the hymn writer says he tarries after him in a faint and comes at evening late. But he's coming to judge the world in righteousness. He's the righteous judge. He's looking for the imputed righteousness that he's bestowed upon sinners. Sinners can say, and only they, how precious is the Saviour. Is he precious to you more than earth and all its comforts are? We have to think about that when we say it, don't we? More precious far than earth and all its comforts are. We want our comforts. We do. Wouldn't like to lose them, would we? Wouldn't like to lose them. I think of these poor homeless people that have to sleep out all night. Where are they? A blanket to cover them. But oh, you know, they and you and I, dear friends, need more than a blanket to cover our sins. We want the blood of Christ. We want to know him, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom he has sent. Punishment for our iniquity. O Lord, in wrath, do not destroy me. Do not forsake me. Do come and comfort my troubled heart and say unto me, be still and know that I am thy God. Oh, sometimes we go despairing, don't we? Don't get a touch. Get up in the morning. Maybe a little reading. Go through the various things of the day and go back home. May have a reading and prayer at night. I hope we do. Sometimes we wonder, is there anything in it? Tempted by the devil, of course you will be if you're his. But you see, it's only he can drive out the buyers and the sellers and grant you that peace of God. You want that peace of God that passes the knowledge of understanding. You want to go in the strength of the Lord, that you receive the tokens of love in his chambers, in your home, when you've meditated upon the wonders of redeeming love and he's touched your heart. Are you and I ready to stand before the judgment seat? We have to ponder that, don't we? In that dread moment, the dread moment of death, we all shrink from it. in that dread moment, oh, to hide beneath his shouting blood, to dwell Jesus, icy waves decline, and land our soul with God. Oh, what a mercy. Dread moment, hand of death, eternity before us. Oh, Lord, you say, have mercy upon me. I would delight to do thy will, but there's so many hindrances within me coming to the mercy seat. But oh, what a mercy. Come, my people. Oh, this evidence is you're a chosen vessel. For him to say, you've not chosen me, I've chosen you and ordained you, that go forth and bring forth real fruit, repentance, godly sorrow for sin, forsaking, dear friends, forsaking those things that you've long held fast to, that become your idols, that become the objects of worship. But oh, it's worship him in the beauty of holiness. Can't do it myself, Lord, only thou canst. To worship thee in the beauty of holiness, to behold the Lord coming, yes, coming to judge the world in righteousness. It speaks of it in Jude, all about his coming to judge the world in righteousness. Shall we be ready? Shall we be prepared? Oh, well, we do need that preparation to stand before his face. His spirit must the work perform. It's all of his free and sovereign grace. Enter into thy chambers. To hear it, Lord, come, thou blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you before the foundation of the world. Kingdom of immense delight where pure enjoyment reigns. Shall I reach that rest, Lord? That rest that remaineth of the people of God. Oh, do deal gently with me, Lord. I feel to be so fragile in my religion. Oh, and sometimes I wonder, where is the scene going to end? He's coming, you know. When the time is ripe for his coming, we look around the world and we see iniquity on every hand. Wars, rumours of wars. But this is not yet, but a time is set to come. Ripening for judgment is the world. Want to do away with religion? Want to do away with proper marriage? Oh, may the Lord drive out these buyers and these sellers that want to accept, dear friends, the undoing of our marriage laws, dear friends. May you and I be prepared to see it. The men and women that want to live together in that abhorrent way, dear friends, in the sight of God, hateful. Oh, hateful, the vileness and the iniquity of the sin-stained man, born in sin and shaped in iniquity. Only the law can change. Only the law can overrule the things of this government, which seem to be, for the most part, ungodly, atheistic sinners, and God knows. But what about you and me in our unregenerate state? Such were some of ye. We must look at home and realize that thou, Christ, art all I want, all in thee I find. Raise the fallen, cheer the faint, and though thou art coming, because God's word is prophesied here to be fulfilled. What an awful, terrible day when he comes to judge the world. Oh, our hope can only be in him. Lord, keep alive my soul. May I be found one of thy favourites, a chosen vessel that shall be kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed the last time. For I have no other hope, no other refuge, but in the merits of Jesus. Lord Jesus, shine. Give me a fear not. Little flock, it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Give me a fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will help thee, I will support thee. I will hold thee with the hand of my Son of righteousness, who rises with healing in his wings. and you go forth as calves from the stall, made tender in the fear of God. Come, my people. Oh, what a mercy that you witnessed the man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. He softens your heart by dear degrees and makes your spirit meek. And he says, come unto me. Come, follow me, because there yet is room. And what a blessed mercy to be delivered from the end of the wicked. See, the wicked will be removed. God will grant you that visit, and it shall be said in that day, lo, this is our God, we have waited for him, and he will save us. This is the Lord, we have waited for him. We will be glad and rejoice in his salvation. Oh, what a mercy to know this Redeemer, redeemed from the curse of the broken law. In spite of your sins, you'll be able to say, I am black but comely. Oh, what a mercy. A little hope in your soul and mine that he has redeemed you from the curse of the broken law. Come, my people. Enter into the safety of these chambers. Enter you into the safety of Christ. And, oh, Lord, help me to walk more worthily of thee in the vocation where I hope we have been called, looking unto Jesus, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is now set near the right hand of God, the Saviour, to save you, to redeem you, to make you willing in the day of his power, to bring your hard things to me, this vital thing, salvation, all of his free and sovereign grace, grace sufficient for thee, strength made perfect in weakness. We glory in our infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest with you. But I see the time has gone. I must leave it now, dear friends. May the Lord bless his own word and forgive all amiss for his name's sake. Amen. Let us conclude with hymn 926. The tune is Ernen 331. When overwhelmed with doubts and fears, great God, do thou my spirit cheer. Let not my eyes with tears be fed, but to the rock of ages led. When guilt lies heavy on my soul, and waves of fierce temptation roll, I to this rock for shelter flee, and make my refuge, Lord, in thee. Nine 26. Of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father, the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, rest and abide with us each. Amen.